This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because I was trying to think, is this the ideal, is this the perfect situation or not? This past weekend in a Lansing State Journal, they did something that they should do. They did a full-on profile of new head hockey coach at Michigan State, Danton Cole. And, you know, it was kind of one of those getting to know you type of pieces. And in that story, it revealed that Danton Cole's wife wasn't exactly a giant fan of hockey. Here's his quote. I think she understands the business of hockey. I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I don't think hockey is that important to her.
This is Michigan State's new coach.
Yep. Her quote is, I'd never seen a hockey game until we started dating. And I guess the question is, guys, do you want your wife or girlfriend to be all in on sports? Or is it better if it's just your thing? 248-539-9797. Because I've seen both sides of it.
Yeah.
I've seen sides where the female in a relationship is hardcore sports fan, and I've also seen ones where they just do not care. They could not care less.
Well, it can certainly work both ways.
And they both do work.
Yeah, I've been in situations where, it's great when the girl you're with is interested in the sport that you're into. That's awesome. I've been part of that. And I've also been part of where the girl you're with has no idea about it, but she's showing interest, which lets you know that she's showing interest in you too, because she wants you to be happy with watching this, and she's going to try her best to understand it.
This is the second time I've seen this in the last like month, because I was actually in a conversation with a coach about, and this coach was dating someone, and the person they were dating just didn't care at all about sports. And okay, that's fine. I mean, I don't think it really. Like you said, it can work both ways. It can be very, very, it would be a great relationship. It just, sports night might not be a center of it. And it's not really any judgment on Danton Cole. It's just, what do you prefer as a guy? Do you want her to be all in, or just, it doesn't matter whether she cares or not?
Now, there it can be a problem, though.
Okay.
I'll go with the problem that can occur if she's not into it.
All right.
Because if she's not into it, it's likely that she doesn't understand why you are, and she resents the fact that you are that into it and that you don't want to spend the time with her, but you'd rather be watching the game. That's a problem.
Right. You can't get into a relationship, though, with somebody who's way into sports and like commit to that relationship without having some clue that this person has other interests in
there. Doug, do women folk think they can change men?
Yes.
Okay.
I see where you're coming with this now. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
See, I don't care if my wife or whoever I'm dating before my wife loved or hated sports. I just want them to know, to understand that I love sports.
Yep.
You know, just understand that I love it. Because a lot of times, my wife right now will ask me questions during a game or what it could be about the game. It could be about something else. And a lot of times, it's at the end of the game. She'll ask me a question, I'll turn around and go, you know what, give me 7.5 seconds. That's how much time is left and I got to watch this, you know?
What was it? Wasn't it you, though, with a couple and you're at a baseball game and a ball got hit into the crowd?
Oh, yeah. She was clearly not a sports fan. So every time.
Set the scene. You guys are out like on a double date
at Comerica Park Tiger game.
Okay.
And every time, this started from the first inning, obviously, a ball was hit into the air, she would claim, that one's going into the audience.
Into the audience.
She would call it going into the audience.
That
if
is
it was
awesome.
A home run, that's going into the audience.
Like you were sitting at a play.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, 248-539-9797. My wife was one of the things that first attracted me to her is that she was way into sports. And the best man at our wedding said one of the times I knew she was a little different was when the Pistons traded Adrian Dantley in a first-round pick to acquire Mark Aguirre. She liked the player, but she was concerned about giving up the first-round pick.
That's smart.
And this is where I got into a debate with her. Well, the point is that first-round pick should be relatively useless because you hope it's the last pick of the first round, and we got into a little bit of a back and forth. And so, anyway, for me, it was a plus. But for others, I know it might be different. 248-539-9797, Liam in Redford. Hi, Liam.
What up?
Hey, Liam.
How you doing?
Good, Liam.
Hey, I got like the perfect wife because she knows enough about sports to know what's important so that if I get tickets or it's an important game, she knows that we have to watch it.
Right.
But yet, when I just want to watch a game by myself and not listen to someone nag me, she's not there.
Okay.
So it's like I get the best of both worlds.
So you got a good balance is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Will she go to games with you?
Pardon me?
Will she go to games with you?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, she will. I mean, she'll shock me every now and then. Like, the year that Randy Moss got drafted, she was calling me when I was at work and was giving me updates of what was going on because she was so intrigued about Randy Moss. You know, and then now it's like, hey, the draft's on. She doesn't care about it.
But that one year she did,
huh? It's funny.
Who was it? Was it Combine Carrie? Girl named Carrie called the show, was watching the Combine.
Yep.
We were debating whether or not women care about the Combine, and this.
She liked the Combine.
She was all in on the Combine. 248-539-9797, Jason in Millersburg. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Good. I met my wife. She knew nothing about sports at all, didn't watch anything, and I played multiple sports growing up. Now, since we've been together, I've got her watching all four major sports. Big Red Wings fan now. We watch just about every game. And I even got her in on bets with my buddies for brackets for the NCAA tournament. Awesome.
So she's filling out brackets now.
She's filling out. She actually did better than me this year.
Did she? And
oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. It's mainly out of guessing, but she did better than me.
Fair enough. 248-539-9797. We're talking about this just because there was an interesting feature on Danton Cole. And he mentioned the story that his wife wasn't like a huge hockey fan. And she said she'd never been to a game. His quote was, I think she understands the business of hockey. I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I don't think hockey is that important to her. But would that work for you? I mean, does that work for you? Do you want them to be all in sports? Do you want them not care about sports? 248-539-9797. Brian in Pinckney. Hi, Brian.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I got to tell you, my wife is so into sports, it's scary. Right. She lives and dies, especially with U of M sports. But I'll give you a quick story. I don't know how old you gentlemen are, but back in the day when Hank Gathers had passed away and U of M was playing basketball in the tournament, at the end of the half, Ramil Robinson got hacked like a baby seal, and they threw up a three-pointer and went ahead 50-40. We were at my parents' house with a whole bunch of relatives around. She threw her plate down and booted the TV set right off the stand. And we've been married 31 years, and I think a lot of it has to do is we both love sports that much. We're that passionate about it.
It was during the like 1990 NCAA tournament?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, too, is we played softball out of Softball City in Detroit. I don't think it's there anymore. And on several games, we were short. She would come in and play because she played softball, volleyball, and basketball in high school. And, you know, she's a real tomboy, but she knows more about most sports than most guys do. It's been a great 31 years with her, and that's one of the reasons why.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.